Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
It's the Choctaw County Land and Cattle's first annual bull and female sale. It's April 9th at 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. The sale features registered Angus and registered Sim Angus, 18-month-old bulls, tested and ready for service, and the bulls were developed right here on the ranch. Females are AI bred and ultrasound safe in calf. For more information, call Billy Hall at 918-244-0154 or go to the website at www.cclcattle.com.
Cattle futures finished today lower. The April feeders down $1.32 at $155.75. May's down $1, $154.25. And August down $30 at $54.77. The front end really took it hard here today. The spreads April versus May and April versus August were quite a bit weaker on the feeder cattle. It's actually been the opposite over the last couple of years as the front month has been rallying relative to the back months. But today that was not the case. Live cattle were up 7 in April at 133. June's up 52, down 52, 123.50. Choice and select boxed beef both lower. Choice was down $1.14 at $219.85. Select down $2.37 at $208.11. We had some 215 bid up in Nebraska. Looks like 34-35 trade likely in the south. But it has not all developed yet. There was a 133 earlier in the week down in Texas, but that was on light numbers. This morning's right out of the gate, the market did open higher after being up the limit yesterday, but that subsided and really finished the week in a really quiet manner, only trading down as much as we did here, down about a dollar on average. And looking at the current prices here, it doesn't seem like with the feed prices coming down yesterday, people really know what they're willing to give at this point for cattle.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain futures finished quite strong here to finish the day. Soybeans rallied right at the end, up 8 to 9 cents. They were the leader here. Corn higher as well, up 1 to 2 cents, and then wheat steady to a half cent higher. Most of the trade was focused on yesterday's report all day long. Yesterday, the corn futures set a record volume day. They traded just over 930,000 contracts. That was bigger than the last day by about 85,000. Which was set back in June of 2015. So 930,000 corn contracts traded yesterday was just a really big number. Yesterday's report surprised a lot of people with the big corn planted number up to 93.6 million acres. One thing that we can't forget is that the corn isn't even in the ground yet, and we've got an entire growing season on the horizon here. So there can still be a lot of things happening between now and September or October harvest time. So it's not a done deal just yet. Beans, 9 cents higher here. It seems like that hedge fund long position is just being added to. And then wheat, a lot of people watching the weather here and the possibility of the colder temps over the next few nights. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.